Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. I think 5% is completely reasonable. That's 5% of gross, which is a much larger percentage of net. And I have a hard time raising 20% effectively a tax on them. And I'm just going to stand really firm on that one. And the vote can go how it goes, but.
Good for Colton Wright. So again, this is, if you heard David talking about this, you've heard me talking about it before. The short history of this is that a couple of weeks ago, Juanes Pagodas, this great operation over on Navarre Beach, comes to the county and says, our arrangement with you is up in 11 years, and we'd like to extend it to another 30 years, add 19 years to the deal. And we just like to keep the terms we've got now, which is we pay 5% of our gross receipts every year to you as a kind of a license or a tax or a rental fee or whatever you want to call it. Any improvements we make to the land, and we've made lots of improvements over the years, you own, but we are providing something to the county in terms of $300,000 a year, 5% of $6 million. And we like this deal, but we need to be able to get some loans, grant money. We need grant money for solar panels. And we need to be in a position to be able to get business loans in case, God forbid, there's a storm. They're going to want to know that we're going to be around for more than 15 or 20 years, so we'll repay the loan that we take out to repair any damage that happens again, God forbid. But if it does, 11 years doesn't really put us in a good position for either of those things. So can we extend? James Calkins, commissioner, pitched a fit, didn't want to give them an extension, said that they wanted to open it up to other bids and let other people compete for to replace this very successful business, and maybe it would work and maybe it wouldn't, and said that he wanted to raise taxes on them. Now, he didn't call it that because he pretends that he's a, you know, cut taxes kind of guy, and I think generally he is. But in this case, he showed no compunction about wanting to raise their taxes, even doubling their lease fee or arrangement, whatever you want to call it, to 10%, and said, you know, other people might be able to come in and do the business. And okay, so that's the background. And then they met at Tiger Point yesterday. And at Tiger Point, Juanes showed up with about 150, 200 people, supporters. The vast majority of the community all supports them and wants them to do well. Ray Eddington, the commissioner of the district, had proposed maybe a 6% instead of 5%. That would cost them $60,000 extra per year. That's still a tax increase. And by the way, every year that they make more money, if their receipts go up to $6.5 million, $7 million, they pay 5%. So they still pay more. Their rent goes up every year if they continue to make more money. And Colton Wright, the, you know, business owner on the board, says, no, this isn't right. They're not budgeting for this. They're not planning for this. And we shouldn't be, you know, hamstringing them with an extra percent when they already contribute so much. Like they built those sand beach volleyball courts that the girls from Gulf Breeze High learned how to play on and became, you know, national champions. Why would we keep, you know, nickel and diming them, and it's not really at $60,000 a year, why would we be doing that? Kerry Smith, he says,
we're looking at $60,000 right now by the figures we're looking at, and that's detrimental to a business. That could be a detriment.
Yeah, and remember, just for perspective, James Calkins, who likes to brag about how much he's for the people and how, you know, people can't afford stuff and we shouldn't be putting on, for example, a local option sales tax or an impact fee because that's costing people money.
We have folks that can't afford milk. Look at the gas prices. And here we are putting an item that could potentially raise taxes on housing and consumption.
And he's against it. He always says he's against tax increases, and he says, you know, the government's just always going to ask you for more and more and more.
Well, here we go again with the government and their handout. They always got their handout for asking for more and more and more when families right now are struggling.
So he turns around, and when he gets a chance to just keep taxes the same on Juanes, he's got his government handout, asking for more and more and more, looking, you know, he styles himself as a big-time conservative, but in this case, he looks to me like a tax-and-spend liberal. And then he tries to meddle in the business and tell them how to spend their money and who to charge what rates, which he likes to say he's a, you know, a capitalist and a free market conservative, but he's sort of behaving more like a socialist in this one case. So, you know, back to the conversation, Kerry Smith.
And I appreciate Commissioner Eddington trying to negotiate a good deal. But when a deal is hijacked by another commissioner coming out of district and getting into this, I think that that's where it got messed
up. That's James
he's
talking about.
That's why I'm really just willing to go with what they have. I was willing to go with whatever direction the Redskins were wanting to go. So now they're wanting to go in this direction, and I'm fully willing to stay behind them. But I just...
So Kerry Smith is against it. He wants the extension and 5%. They've all said they're willing to do the extension. It's a question of how much they're going to charge Juanas for it. And again, Ray Eddington had said, make it 6%. James Calkins had said, make it 6%. Sam Parker seemed on board with the 6%. Colton objected. Kerry's with him. They want to keep it at 5%. And then Ray Eddington, who doesn't get loud very much, is going to get worked up. We'll share that with you in just a second. John has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. I've got two accidents to let you know about. One's vehicle crash with roadblock if you're traveling down Highway 29 southbound. You're going to see that between Burgess and Airport. Also, another wreck that happened, W Street and Truman Avenue. The roadway is also blocked there. So Highway 29 being a not good place to be right now. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted and said, okay, so if they're paying $300,000 a year, that's $25,000 a month, what other business is going to come in and be able to generate enough money to throw off $25,000 in the month? For not very many, right? That's kind of the point. Keep a good deal going. Okay, so Ray Eddington chimes in, and now he's angry. Because he thought he had brokered a deal to get more money for the county by charging Juanas more, and all of a sudden the support is kind of wiped out from under his feet, it looks like.
The deal was worked out till other people got involved.
Oh, dang.
These people have been on this beach for 35 years. They've done one heck of a job. A heck of a job. But 35 years, the county has not raised anything.
They have, because every year it's a percentage, and so it has actually gone up every year.
35 years, we need. Well, I can go with a half cent. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But we can't stay at 5%.
Why?
For now on. We got to grow.
You make more money every year, the crowd says. Why do you have to raise it? Because by his theory, well, we'll just raise it like, you know, let's say, I mean, In an absurd world, let's raise it by a percent a year. And eventually you just charge them 100% of the revenue. Like, why do you have to raise the percentage? You're getting more money every single year.
There's four other commissioners. If y'all go the other way, I'm fine with it. You know.
5%. Mr. Chairman. 5%. Mr. Chairman.
5%. 5%.
Mr. Chairman.
We're good.
5%.
Commissioner Dawkins, go ahead.
Thanks.
Can I tell you, you know, one of the things about Santa Rosa that I actually do enjoy, they let the meetings be a little bit more fun, a little bit more like British Parliament. You know, I'm sure Stephen Barry would be all over these folks in 2 seconds. Stop that. No crowd interaction, which I understand. It's a little bit more orderly of a meeting. You know, I see it both ways, but I like a little bit more raucous meeting. It's honest. You know, people are angry. Let them be a little angry. You know, a little bit of applause, a little bit of cheering, a little bit of jeering, a little bit of chanting 5%. It doesn't bother me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've heard from all my fellow board members. It was mentioned that I tried to hijack it or whatever from the district. Well,
you did.
Let me do that now. I make a motion to approve their request, and I do so without objection.
Oh, so now he's a convert. Now he's all in.
I'm gonna.
Hey, I got something to say.
Move to consent agenda.
I'm gonna go back to Commissioner Eddington.
Man, swinging in the wind. I see all these yellow shirts. I'm scared it's an election year. Well, give them what they want. I can be the champion. I can be the hero. You caused the problem, sir. You could at least have the decency to apologize.
Only reason you done that, James, it's election time. It's tired. It's tired of time putting this stuff ahead of everybody. Let's do the right thing for the people. If y'all want it, get them the 20 years. But don't politic on our time. Nobody should politic. We got a job to do for these people. If y'all want to politic? That's the wrong time to do it right now, sir. And that's for everybody that's running.
I like Angry Ray.
I'll give you the 20 years without anything, if that's what you want. I'm fine.
He's had enough. He sees it.
Hold on. No, I ain't done. Okay, I'm not done. No, you ain't going to step ahead of me. James, I've never lied to you before. You accused me of something I didn't appreciate. And you know that. I've never lied to you or any of these people up here. I've been honest with all of you. Don't you push the button till I get done. I'll respect every one of you up here. We might not agree to the stuff, but I respect every one of you. I work with y'all. I respect everybody on this board and everybody in that county building. But I don't like to be undermined like I've been done here lately.
He thought he was working out a deal that would get what Calkins wanted and benefit the county, and instead of, you know, at the 6%, and in the end, you know, he realized, and everybody said, based on the leading of Colton Wright and Kerry Smith, that no, 5% is the right amount, and that's not too much. And as we heard from Brad Baker last hour, there's at least one business that has a 3% deal and a 99-year lease. So maybe Juanes could complain that they're paying too much. $300,000 a year is kind of a lot. Ray continued to get a little bit angry about some different things. I think he kind of misfired a little bit on this one, though.
District 4 has been left behind for many years. Many years.
Not that part exactly, but listen.
It's time for District 4 to start getting some stuff down here that we need. We don't have no property. We don't have nothing down here. Guthrie's got a nice rec center.
Because they're an incorporated city.
We don't have property. I'm working on that. Believe me, I'm working on it. But please, work with me, and I'll work with y'all when I can. But I try to listen to the people, what they want.
And, I think the Gulf Breeze one was the misfire because, you know, city. That's an incorporated city. That's going to have a little bit more amenities.
It's time to grow up, all of us, and act decent and be nice to the people. I've said some bad things. I'm it. I have. And I let you have it a few weeks ago, didn't I, Mr. Calkins? And it don't bother me. I'll tell you how I feel.
You ever get yourself like 80% through a rant and realize you're done, but you just can't quit? Like you had your peak moment, you know? You had your mountaintop, and then you're still going.
I was brought up to respect people. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. But I will not be run over no more. I'm here to do a job. I'm not here to make friends.
I'm not going to be undermined anymore.
But I don't like to be undermined like I've been done here lately.
I like Ray. I do. I think he's kind of adorable. Even when he messes up the English language a little bit. So James Calkins, he gets a shot in here.
I want to say, though, can you name one request that you've asked for in District 4 that this board has denied you? Because you're the district commissioner, and you just accused us of not giving you what you want in District 4. I have supported District 4 every single time that there was a request on District 4. I have supported. I just want you to name one item that we, the county commissioner, any commissioner, was opposed to you doing, and I just name one.
James, you don't want me to go there, sir. Please. Just drop it and move on, I'm telling you. Move on.
We support all the districts. All right. But you got to bring it to us, and we debate it and we talk about it. But I support District 4, 5, 1, 2, 3. And so that's what we do.
I know all my numbers. I don't even know them in order, but I know all of them. So we got 2, we got 4, we got 5, 3, 1, all of them right over here. So in the end, they have the motion to go 30 years at 5%. The deal that Juan has asked for in the beginning, it should have been an easy thing for all 5 commissioners to go with in the beginning. But James caused some drama. Ray thought he had a compromise negotiated. Then, you know, finger in the wind kind of showed that that was not the case. And Colton Wright said, look, 5% is right. And Kerry Smith joined with him. And the crowd of 150 or 200 folks supporting Juanis got that done. So this should be on the consent agenda on Thursday, and we should be all done with this. But it's always entertaining to get there, isn't it? It's always entertaining. How are you going to get there? Oh, man. So, oh, and I won't say too much more. So, I appreciate Juanis. I think that they have had to put up with enough. And, you know, part of the reason you talk about this is so that you just don't have this same kind of nonsense when it comes to other businesses. You know, try to make it easy. Business should be simple. It shouldn't be so complicated, and they shouldn't have to be looking over their shoulder to make sure government's not coming out to get them more and more, especially the local government not coming out to get them when they're doing such a good job of supporting the community, and they do. For sure. 725 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with those accidents on Highway 29. Two wrecks to let you know about. If you're traveling southbound on 29 between Burgess and Airport, got a vehicle crash with a roadblock right there. And then scrolling down a little bit, got another one that just happened on W Street and Truman Avenue. And that's southbound. The roadway is blocked there. Also, so that's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Oh, by the way, one quick note. Somebody said maybe he was referring to the Tiger Point Community Center as opposed to the Gulf Breeze Community Center. You know, maybe so. And wanting one in Navarre. So, you know, we'll see if we have that conversation. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage. To love me like I love on you. Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket and lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the home. So why don't you send them home?
Good morning, 729 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. How'd that work out for Happy Gilmore, by the way? Not so good right away.
Why don't That's you right. go home?
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
The United Nations Security Council has approved a U.S.-drafted ceasefire deal aimed at stopping the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Officials say Israel has accepted, but so far Hamas has not responded. The Fort McHenry Federal Channel is now fully restored for commercial maritime transit at the Port of Baltimore following the bridge collapse. That channel had been closed since March. And a couple dozen protesters have been arrested after police quickly broke up another encampment at UCLA. This student wasn't too happy about the
whole
thing.
It's not fair to us that are paying. For students that are paying tuition, it's expensive.
Protesters had apparently built tents and barricades at Dixon Plaza, but police had it all torn down by nightfall last night.
Oh, those poor protesters. Those poor suffering students. Maybe don't spend all your money on a tent and put it in a place where you shouldn't have it and engage in a silly, ridiculous protest. The protest is fine. You have the right to be wrong. But it's all the other stuff about the illegal encampment and the, you know, disrupting the activities of campus. That's where the problems are.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jurors at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial are back in court this morning to consider a verdict. Fox's Rich Edson in Wilmington, Delaware.
They deliberated for about an hour and 10 minutes after hearing an afternoon of closing statements and arguments. Prosecutors told jurors there's overwhelming evidence against Hunter Biden and accused him of using drugs, lying about it on a federal form to buy a gun, and then illegally owning and possessing that weapon for 11 days.
The defense says there's no evidence Hunter Biden was on drugs when he bought or owned the gun in 2018. There are primaries today in four states, including Nevada.
Former President Trump endorsing retired Army Captain Sam Brown in Nevada's GOP Senate primary race. In a crowded GOP field, the former president supporting Brown over former U.S. Ambassador to Iceland, Jeff Gunter, and former state assembly member Jim Marchant, both his vocal supporters.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. There are also primaries today in Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. In a bit of a surprise yesterday, Santa Rosa County leaders unanimously supported approving a lease extension with Juana's Pagodas in Navarre Beach.
As business increases, as more people come to visit Santa Rosa County and our beaches, and as our population continues to grow, I'm sure their business will continue to thrive. They've got a long track record of how they run their business, and they do it quite efficiently. And I think the revenues will continue to increase to the county if we stay at the same rate.
And that is District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright. There was some discussion on whether that lease agreement should be changed to require Juana's to pay 5% of net profit rather than gross. However, the board agreed to keep that agreement the same and extended through 2055. Last month, Commissioner James Calkins had suggested he'd bring some other ideas to the table, including possibly allowing other businesses to submit proposals with more money being paid out to the county. But yesterday he said he changed his mind. He was supporting Juana's after meeting with their leadership. The international shark attack file in Gainesville says it was a bull shark that was likely responsible for the two terrifying encounters last Friday in Walton County. Dr. Gavin Naylor also has a message for people in the area who may be afraid to go in the water after that incident.
The sharks are there all the time. They're not anything that we need to worry about. We only need to worry about them when they are feeding and they start feeding very close into shore. And that happens when the bait fish are close into shore.
A 45-year-old woman lost her lower left arm in another attack just a few miles away involving some teenage girls. One of those girls lost a hand and part of a leg, and Dr. Naylor says it's a good idea just to head to dry land if you see bait fish swimming around in the water. The state of Florida currently has about 20,000 unsolved homicides on the books. Some of those date back decades. Attorney General Ashley Moody and Crime Stoppers are now launching a new tool that they're hoping will lead to some answers in those decks of playing cards, with information about unsolved homicides, which will be distributed to jails and prisons around the state.
Perpetrators of long-gone cold cases often think they've gotten away with it. And I hope today is a reminder to them that they should never feel safe, they should never feel free, because we will continue to pursue them.
And those cards will contain information on homicides dating all the way back to the 1970s. Victims range in age from 2-year-old Rashonda McGuire, whose body was found in Columbia County in 1988, to 86-year-old Helen McPherson, beaten to death in her home in Vero Beach in 2006. Well, teachers might be getting a historic pay increase, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. He announced yesterday he's planning to give public school teachers over $1 billion in salary increases. He says Florida's education system is number one in the nation, and he wants to make sure good educators are attracted to Florida with attractive compensation. The governor also said Florida's invested in over $4 billion in teacher pay increases in the last 5 years. It is 7:35 at News Radio. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got a pretty busy right now on Highway 29. Two accidents to let you know about. One is a vehicle crash with injuries that happened at Oakfield and Pensacola Boulevard and southbound. And also we've got another one that happened at W Street and Truman Avenue. The roadway is blocked there also. So take some caution with that if you're traveling on Highway 29. I'm John Pickens, and that's a look at traffic on your fives.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. As we go into Wednesday, beautiful sunny weather continues, high near 91. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain and a high near 92. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 degrees in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The main shipping channel into the Baltimore port has been fully reopened. The channel was blocked off for maritime traffic since the partial collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March, which left six people dead. The Port of Baltimore processed a record 1.1 million containers and roughly $80 billion worth of foreign cargo last year, and that is according to state data. Singapore Airlines has offered compensation to passengers of the flight that was hit by extreme turbulence that resulted in the death of one passenger and several injuries. Passengers who sustained minor injuries from the incident have been offered $10,000. Those who sustained more serious injuries from the incident are invited to discuss payment with the airline. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 69, the NASDAQ up 59, and the S&P 500 up 13. Once again, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Here in studio with me, I have our good friend Sheriff Chip Simmons from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
How long have you been in office now?
Some say too long.
Oh.
No.
4 years? Are we?
This is the 4 year.
This is the 4 year. Okay. All right. I sometimes lose track of these things. It's because, you know, when I get used to the person who's in the office, whatever it is, it feels like that's always been the person. Right. You know, and it's just hard. It's hard to remember. You used to be the police chief and you used to be Sheriff Morgan and, you know, just kind of, I don't know, had a moment there for a second. this may not be the biggest story of the week, but it was probably the more weird one. You know, we occasionally get stories about people using machetes. There seems to have been a rash of machetes not that long ago. I'm hoping this is a one of and not a first of, but chainsaw against the neighbor's house? Is that what this story is?
Well, up in Century, yeah, I had some friends, one of which name is 52-year-old Brian Wiggins. He was at a friend's house with a woman, and they left, and he came back and became angered, and he asked where the woman was. I guess the woman had disappeared somewhere. Got mad, and there was a chainsaw around, so he picks up the chainsaw, turns it on, and starts cutting into the, I guess, former friend at this point, door.
That is how you announce the friendship's over, is you use a chainsaw on their door. All right.
This is
in Century.
Yeah. Well, it's in a lot of places. That would be
sure.
Case,
that would universal announcement. Yeah. Sure. Fair enough.
Anyway, so he cuts the door with a chainsaw, ends up getting arrested with we charge him a bunch of stuff: aggravated assault, deadly weapon, obstruction of justice, all the good charges that come with taking.
Nobody's
a chainsaw
hurt
to a front
in the
door.
End.
No one's hurt, but the door.
But the door is a fatality. All right. Fair enough. Could have been worse. Since we're in Century, one person's chainsaw is another man's cinder block.
Well, you use the weapons that are available to you.
I guess it's the arsenal that you have at hand.
Yeah, we charged Antonio Marcelo Lett with a felony throwing a deadly missile because he, during a dispute, he threw a cinder block through the windshield of a Dodge Avenger.
As you do.
With someone in the front seat. It was parked in front of a residence on Ivy Street. And anyways, you can't do that. You can't take chainsaws to doors. You can't throw cinder blocks through windows of cars. Certainly not with people who are in them. And we end up charging that the cinder block thrower.
If for a deadly missile, it's not a very aerodynamic missile, but it is a dangerous one. By the way, this was the only solace I took from this story was at least they weren't driving. This was a stationary car.
Yeah, if you got to find some good.
I mean, if you got to draw sunlight out of it somehow. Because my first thought was, you know, people throwing stuff at cars always makes me worried, but at least it wasn't a moving car. So,
well, and there have been reports in the past of people throwing, like, broken cinder blocks
over the overpass. Yeah, right, sort of right. That's what scared me.
In this case, it was not. It was an individual sitting in a car at the time a cinder block goes through the front windshield.
Okay. Moving on to other things. This is a very serious story. You had Daquan Jones arrested for many repeated domestic abuse cases. Is this right?
Yeah, this story angers me just talking about it, so brace yourself. We got a call to go to a 6300 block of West Fairfield Drive on a disturbance. When we get there, a victim tells us that he had been abusing her, domestic violence, strangulation over the past, I mean, dozens of times over the last couple of weeks, and she
my
also
note said
had,
50 times. Is
yeah,
that
just dozens of times? Yeah, there. And then she provided us with video, apparently some from the in-home video that they had in the house that would document some of the strangulation and that sort of thing that took place. And then we also found while watching the video that this particular character decided also that he would abuse a puppy, a small French bulldog, was also seen. Our deputy saw the video and described it. And those of you who are sensitive to animal abuse, you know, hold your ears. But he says he was holding the dog upside down by his rear leg, swinging him around, kicking the dog into a wall multiple times, beating the dog repeatedly with a belt, and violently shaking the dog. I'm not even going to go into even more than this. I can't even get into it too much. But I will tell you that sometimes the little things that make law enforcement worth it, and putting cuffs on people that do things like this is just one of those little things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
I guess if there was any more way to enjoy it, it would have been had he run and one of our canines had got a hold of him. Probably would have been a little different kind of justice, professionally, of course, you know. But this kind of activity, it makes it makes being law enforcement worth it, because you do get to put these people in jail.
And you know, you and I talk a lot of times about, you know, thank God for stupid criminals, but, you know, somebody's going to do stuff like this inside their own home with a video system that records it. Well, thanks for the evidence, right?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you shouldn't be doing anything close to this at all. I mean, you can't do it to another person.
Right.
Clearly, there was evidence to support that he had done this to another person. And then you do it to a defenseless animal like this. It just, again, I have no words. If we weren't on the radio, I'd tell you what I really feel about this.
I could not agree more. It's not here in Escambia County, but just because we're talking about animal cruelty. I saw the story out of Mobile where they busted a big dog fighting ring, like 50 people or something. Has that been an issue recently here? To my way of thinking, this is a human behavior I do not understand, but it is a human behavior that appears to be common enough. I mean, I see people raising their pit bulls, and you know, I make inferences about what might be going on with folks, and I'm assuming it goes on, but you tell me, is this a problem in Escambia County recently at all?
We haven't had any reports of it. I'm like you. We kind of hear things, and we're not naive to the fact that if it's happening in Mobile, it's happening in other places, it could very well be happening somewhere in Escambia County.
Right.
But if we do get reports of it, we certainly investigate it. We work with animal control. They do a really good job of working with us and letting us know what's taking place. Most of the calls that we work with animal control on are just abuse, leaving dogs out in the heat with no water or in a small, too small a cage or a kennel. Those are most of the calls that we get on. But again, to think that it's not happening, it may well be happening on a smaller scale than what they had in Mobile County. I did see the article, but I don't know all the particulars about that. I did see the sheriff saying, we're not going to tolerate that. And I can't imagine any sheriff, any
right.
police chief, any municipality or county that would even come close to tolerating, you know, the animal fighting like that. Because if you see the pictures of the of what
it's
takes
awful.
Place, the during and then certainly the aftermath, it's horrendous. And that's one of those things where you're happy to put cuffs on somebody and you if they resist, they resist.
Right. I couldn't agree more. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Hang on for just a second, Sheriff. We got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Seeing an accident that happened if you're traveling on W Street between Beverly and Fairfield Drive northbound, you've got an accident. W Street and Truman Avenue. The roadway is blocked there, so you definitely want to avoid that area. Other than that, things are looking good. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, there was one other one. I said, all of a sudden, I lost my place in my notes here, but maybe it was more good news things. Oh, it was the Foley announcement that they're raising their starting pay for their police officers, $55,000, which we're in that vicinity, right?
We're at a little over 50 now, and in October, thanks to a contract agreement that I have with the Board of County Commissioners, we're going to be at about 52.5, something like that, which
okay.
is competitive for our area. I happen to think that people look at more than just starting pay. I think they look at the environment. They look at the community that's supporting law enforcement as it is in Escambia County. I think they also look at a professional work environment, opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a pretty large agency. We're probably the largest agency from here to Jacksonville. So we have offer a lot. You can be on the SWAT team, drug mm-hmm. team, mm-hmm. homicide, crime scene, boat team, dive team. We have a little bit of everything. And we offer top-notch training, top-notch opportunities. You can retire at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. You can raise a family here. We continue to work to keep that pay competitive.
Sure.
We don't really compete with Foley, but the fear here is that Foley competes with, I guess, Baldwin County. And mm-hmm. Baldwin County, we do sometimes compete with Baldwin County. And so we have to make sure that our deputies are fairly compensated. Here's the thing. Am I comfortable with where we are regarding recruiting? Yes. Do I think our deputies and first responders need more money? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because I just told you some of the stories of some of the things that our deputies see and have to experience, and I don't know what that's worth to a community, but I don't know that you can pay them enough for that.
You know, a thought occurs to me. I know for Escambia County Fire Rescue, one of the interesting notes about Escambia County is we have a lot of fires, and that's a bad thing, obviously, for the citizens, but there's a value to firefighters in that, you know, they might make more pay somewhere else, but they won't be doing the job like they do here. And one of the appeals of Escambia County Fire Rescue is with there being so many incidents, there's a lot of action, so to speak. You know, they're involved in it. Does Escambia County, is that a factor at all for people who come to Escambia County? I just don't know if it's a factor in policing where, you know, like if you have a really, really quiet area where there's no crime at all and you kind of, it's boring to be a cop, you know? And Escambia County, I know the crime numbers have been going down, but, you know, we do have a lot of incidents. Is that a factor in where somebody goes to do law enforcement work?
It is. Well, I can just speak for myself. When I got into law enforcement, I wanted to be what I thought was a real cop. I wanted to be a local cop. I didn't want to be an FBI agent. I didn't want to be a you know, some of these other federal authorities. I didn't at the time want to be a state officer. I wanted to be a local. I wanted to police my community, and I wanted something like I see on television. I wanted to be able to write tickets if tickets need to be written. I want to be able to work crashes. I want to be able to work homicides. I want to be able to work drug cases. I want to be able to be on the SWAT team. And all of that was offered right here locally at the time. I worked at the Pensacola Police Department. We certainly offer that now at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So I do believe that there are, in fact, I can show you the evidence that people are applying to go to our training academies, our police academies. And I think we have 18 more that are trying out, doing our what we call our PATS test, our physical abilities test, just today or tomorrow. And so I think that there are people that want to be a police officer and they want to do all that that implies, all that they think it implies, all that they hear about it. And it's an exciting job. It's something you can't get anywhere else. It's a front row seat to the greatest show on earth. And you just can't beat that Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
You know, you had a couple of good things happening recently. I mean, it's a crime response thing, but you had another drug house that you took down on Blount Street, right? And you're kind of racking up the tallies.
Yeah. We, people were asking, well, man, it seems like y'all were doing a lot of search warrants. And I'm like, you know what? Let's go back about 2 months and see how many search warrants we've been doing and how many, we call them drug houses, are closed. And we come down about 25. Now, we don't put them all out. So if the numbers go from 25 to 27, it's because we didn't put out number 26. But in this one, we put out the 2300 block of West Blount Street. We seized a couple firearms, 170 grams of cocaine. That's a lot for people that are listening. 158 grams of methamphetamine, 70 grams of MDMA, which is another methamphetamine, 4.5 grams of fentanyl, 1,800 grams of spice, and then like $700. This is like that collection of drugs that we talk about a lot where you don't just sell one thing. You sell a bunch of things, and you mix and match, and that's why they can be so darn dangerous. But also, you see here, guns are involved, and guns are always involved. And people wonder, well, how come there's gun violence? Well, it's because they're dealing and stealing. Yeah, right, exactly. And you got people coming, you got people robbing. You know, we have for the drugs. They don't have enough money, but they want the drugs anyways. And it's just a back and forth type of thing. So this is number 25. You know, hopefully we'll continue with our numbers, just to let people know that our narcotics unit, in addition to everything else we're doing, in addition to our patrol unit, our homicide unit, our SWAT team, in addition to all that stuff, we are kicking butt and kicking doors at the same time.
You had just did a Dream Big night for the 5 to 11-year-olds. In fact, I got a couple of notes in here. One says, Sheriff just held a wonderful event for kids. My granddaughter was there. She loved it. Somebody else says, best sheriff and staff. And somebody else said, Escambia County Sheriff's Office needs to be paid more. So you're getting the community support via our text
let's
line.
Let's read those again. Yeah. Especially that sheriff part.
Yeah.
Hey, no, we had a Dream Big. It was actually Saturday morning. It was the second one we've had this year. The first one was hampered by rain. But this one, we had standing room only. It's our opportunity to have kids age 5 through 11 to come there and kind of and dream big, like it would be to be an Escambia County Sheriff's deputy. We provide them with a shirt that looks a lot like ours. Mm-hmm. We give them a junior deputy badge. They go through the training. They go through the obstacle course. They go through crime scene. They go through vehicle operations. So they sit in our cars, in our SWAT cars. They turn on the lights, the sirens. We go through our core values of courtesy, integrity, professionalism with them. We get a couple pictures. It's a nonstop moving thing, and it's just something very rewarding for us to do. And we'll have one more. The only negative is that I got a couple of messages. Hey, I didn't see this before it filled up. I am sorry. We can only have so many people in the class, and that's why we're going to have 3 Dream Big sessions and 3 Blazer Academy sessions, which are 2 different groups of people. The Blazer Academy are mentorship programs for 13, 14, 15-year-old men and women. And then the Dream Big is for 5 through 11-year-old children, basically.
Got it.
So, again, it's just part of our outreach. We talked about, you know, what we have to offer at the sheriff's office. Sometimes people want to work as an SRO, a resource officer. Sometimes people want to work in the courthouse. Sometimes people want to work in the community services with the kids, and we have all of that stuff. So if you want to be a sheriff's deputy,
you'll find a place for them.
Give us a call, and there's no place better.
And you guys have a movie night coming up on Friday, right?
We do. Again, continue with our engagement opportunities to go along with our enforcement opportunities. We have movie night at Dixon, SS, I think it's SS Dixon, A Dixon. Dixon School, and it's at, we start at 5:30. We'll serve free hamburgers, free hot dogs, and then we'll show a movie at 6 o'clock. I don't know the name of the movie, but it's going to be a great movie. We use our big screen. It was donated to us by the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation to allow us to have these movie nights. And then we'll the hamburgers, hot dogs are paid for through drug money that we seize from these bad guys when we shut their drug houses down. So no tax dollars are being used, but it's a good time to be had by all.
Very good. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thanks for keeping us safe. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:55 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that accident that happened, a vehicle crash with roadblock in between Beverly Parkway and Fairfield Drive. If you're traveling northbound on W Street, the roadway is still blocked, so use caution there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. That's a look at traffic on your fives. I'm John Pickens.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer and get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko.
Lips hurt real bad. 7:57 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, my goodness. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is now apparently under investigation for allegations he abused his power as union president.
A watchdog. It never happens.
A watchdog.
I know. Crazy world.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. Let me sit down.
A watchdog group appointed by a federal court is looking into whether the union has now been obstructing the investigation. The crew of the Boeing Starliner spacecraft will have to stay at the International Space Station a little bit longer than expected. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams were supposed to return to Earth within a week, but now Boeing and NASA say they won't be back on Earth before June 18th, and engineers are going to keep an eye on those helium leaks on the Starliner. And, Andrew, guess who's back on top of the rock charts?
I got no idea.
DMX!
Man, I've been waiting for this day.
DMX, who passed away in 2021. It's a posthumous collaboration with Five Finger Death Punch. Now on the top of the rock charts.
We have all the news right here.
All of it.
On News Radio Pensacola. We deliver all of the hard-hitting Five Finger Death Punch DMX posthumous collaboration news right here.
All of it.
On the morning show.
Yeah.
David Wayne, thank you for the update.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.